Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Gene Greisman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of many books, including his new book, Lincoln and Obama, and which is just flying off the shelves, by the way. And Time Tactics of Very Successful People, still one of my favorites. But and also Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. That's another one of his books. He's an award-winning, Emmy award-winning television producer, a very accomplished individual, and one of our good friends, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you.
Happy New Year to you. And also, I must say, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. And so he's a Lincoln expert, and if you get a chance to see him portraying Lincoln, don't miss that. Hey, Gene, I know one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is the area of diligence. And we've talked about diligence in some of your recent visits. But one of the things that I would like to expand that into is the area of what do we do with mistakes? You know, we're coming up, we've got a new year here, that brand spanking new year. It's fresh and shiny and doesn't have any blemishes yet, probably, and we want to make sure that we give the new year the maximum opportunity to be successful, and in our diligence, in our desire to do that, I fear that we might get rid of our 2014 mistakes just a little too fast. What do you think?
Well, I think we can learn from those mistakes. And there's another thing that we can connect diligence to leadership in, and that is that we can actually prepare for the unlikely and the improbable event. In fact, I saw an illustration of that in the 2014 Orange Bowl. In fact, a lot of the listeners may have watched it on national television. Mm-hmm. When one of the most improbable Hail Marys of all time occurred. It was thrilling. I was there at field level. It happened not very many feet away from me.
Right.
Wonder if I could take maybe 60 yeah. seconds to tell
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah, tell us.
All right, Mississippi State was trailing 13-21
right.
to Georgia Tech. There were 5 seconds left in the first half. Van Prescott, the Mississippi State quarterback, was about standing almost on his 42, 45-yard line. He heaved the ball toward the end zone. The Mississippi State receivers jumped up. The Tech players jumped up. The defenders did what they're supposed to do, bat the ball to the ground. But Mississippi State had practiced the Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the players, number 8, instead of going up, faced the players going up. He was called a trailer. And when they batted the ball down, guess what? He caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And the score suddenly became 20-21. And so I think the parable there is you can actually prepare for the improbable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of a group right now we've had a discussion thread on wild cards. What could be a wild card in your business? I think that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
What could be a wild card in your business? A wild card is not something that you don't know about. A wild card is something that you are aware exists and could happen. You just don't think it will happen, but it might, like the play you were just talking about. And
well, I actually teach in my seminars on leadership. I tell them that in their planning sessions, do a blue sky exercise. In other words, by blue sky, think of every possible thing that could happen, good and bad.
Yeah.
Write them down and then think about how you would deal with each one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
this is a way to think about the unanticipated consequences of action.
Right, exactly. So, all right, so, and the wild card idea, the unanticipated thing, preparing for that in a business, one of the best ways to do that, but it's also one of the hardest, is to make sure that you have as much capital reserve as possible. This is really, really hard in a small business. But the point is that most of the kinds of wild cards that we're talking about, the unintended expected things, the new mistakes that you're going to make are going to cost you money, Gene. They're going to cost you
money. Right.
It may cost you time. The immediate blow may be that it's going to take longer than you thought, but all of that means money. And it's going to cost you. And the only way to ride through that, the only way for you to survive some of the things that Jay's talking about is if you have prepared financially. If you've got enough credit at the bank, it's where you can borrow the money if you need to, or you've got some reserves somehow. That's a big deal, Gene.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing what you can do if you have some money.
Well,
you can seize opportunities that were unexpected, and you can ride out the bad times if you have money. Now, you mentioned have a credit line. Also, maybe have an angel who will help you if you get into a jam.
That's a whole other discussion. But one of the things I want to make sure we bring it back to the mistakes that I mentioned in the first part of the segment, ladies and gentlemen, is that all these things we're talking about, be careful when you make a mistake. If you have one of these unexpected things that happens and it's not a good thing, I know you hate it, you don't like it, but please record what you learned. And in doing that, next year, this year, in 2015, what would have a year ago have been a wild card, an unexpected thing, because of the lesson you learned from the mistake that you made, might not be such a surprise. You can be prepared for that. Gene Greisman and I will be right back after these messages. PresidentLincoln.com is his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.